Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show.
Welcome back. Stuart Rosenthal joins me. Good morning.
Good morning, Eric. How are you?
Well, the Beacon newspaper.
Yes.
It's the publication for folks 50 and over.
That's what we think.
All right. So we got technology, health, money, travel, all kinds of things. What do we got today?
We'll talk about some health stories.
Okay.
People talk about sudden cardiac arrest, which is a very serious condition. You know, most people die from it. It's when the heart abruptly stops beating. But something interesting they're just discovering is that it may not be as sudden as you might think. When it strikes, it's sudden. But they are finding from some studies that there are actually warning signs up to a month ahead of time in many cases. It's just that we're ignoring them. So it's important that people be on the lookout for these kinds of things. For men, the most common warning sign is chest pain.
Mm.
For women, it's shortness of breath.
Mm-hmm.
It could also be palpitations or fainting. So if you're middle-aged in particular and you have some of these warning signs, the point is don't delay. And I mean really don't delay. I mean call 911, call your doctor and say, this is what I'm feeling. What should I do? And in many cases, they will say, go to the ER.
Right.
And you might say, oh, come on, it's just a little, you know, indigestion or something. But you're better safe than sorry. And they find that people who end up going into cardiac arrest and calling 911, less than 10%. Survive.
Really?
Once you call 911, it's just really too late.
Oh, my goodness.
And that those who have their cardiac arrest in the ambulance because they called earlier when they first got the symptom or had it in, you know, went and got checked out ahead of time, they have about a third of a chance of surviving.
Okay.
A cardiac arrest.
Wow. Okay.
So because, you know, there's better, you know, it's immediate. Immediate, you have to get as quick as help as possible. So don't dilly-dally. If you feel these things are coming on, get them checked out.
You know, it's interesting you bring this up because there are times, I think, when we all feel these chest pains that come from, you know, muscle spasms and that kind of thing.
Right.
And it's like hard to breathe. If you breathe to a certain point, it's a little bit painful.
Yes.
Right. And then you breathe shallowly and then you kind of wonder what's going on.
Well, you can talk to a doctor about that because if you describe it in such a way that the doctor can determine that sounds like a muscular pain,
right,
they're not going to send you to the emergency room for that, probably.
That's true.
You know?
That's true.
They're going to say, well, what about this? And do you have tingling in the fingers? And do you have lightheaded? You know, there are other things. Right. Are you sweating? There are other kinds of things they'll ask you about, which will, I think, I'm not a doctor, but I mean, I think these things will help them diagnose better over the phone whether you should go to the emergency room or not.
Makes sense. Well, what else do you have?
Oh, well, this is just a health short, but it has to do about dietary supplements. You know, we're told to take calcium, we're told to take vitamins and minerals and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? About 23,000 Americans end up in the emergency room every year because of reactions of one sort or another to dietary supplements. And about the largest percentage of them from older adults is from choking or swallowing difficulties for these horse pills.
Oh, my gosh, right. Yes.
So there's some, you know, very simple things you can do. Take one pill at a time. Use a lot of water. Maybe take it with some applesauce or pudding, you know.
Right.
Check with your pharmacist. If it's something that you can split into two, then maybe you want to do that.
Right.
But be careful because these, you know, you're told to take these all the time. And if you're not careful, that can send you to the emergency room too.
Yeah, it seems unfortunate that the pills come in such large sizes.
Yes,
it's difficult. It's easier for some people to take large pills, but I think for the majority of people, it's harder.
Tough, right? Yeah. And some of the other pills, like iron and potassium pills, which a lot of older people take, they can cause nausea or vomiting or stomach pain.
Mm-hmm.
So some people go with those problems, and then vitamins and mineral supplements, you know, they have a lot of fillers, and sometimes people are allergic to those. They don't know it when they try a new brand or something.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, just be aware that when you take a new pill or when you have these issues, get it checked out.
What about tea, like coffee and tea? Tea is one of those things that we hear a lot about.
So healthy and good for you. Well, it's true. It is good and healthy for you. We have an article, though, talking about five myths about tea and debunking them. One of them is that you may have read about, that adding milk to tea negates the health benefits, because there was a study done some time ago that said antioxidants weren't absorbed if there was milk in the tea. Well, a more recent study has found that that's not true at all. It doesn't seem to have any impact at all on the amount of antioxidants absorbed from it, so don't let that worry you. If you're British or you like putting milk in your tea, that's good. A lot of people say peppermint tea is good for an upset stomach, right?
Right.
Turns out not really. Actually, it aggravates GERD, you know, if you have heartburn or gastrointestinal reflux. So they say ginger tea is better, and ginger tea is basically just a piece of ginger steeped in some hot water.
Huh.
And that's better for an upset stomach. And tea does go bad. People used to say, you know, tea, it'll last, it's dried, it'll last a long time. Well, actually, it loses a lot of its antioxidants within 6 months.
That's
so keep it fresh.
Read about it in the Beacon newspaper. Thanks, Stuart.
Thank you, Eric.
Bill Van Dyke from Paradigm Mortgage Services. Their website is gototoparadigm.com. That's gotoparadigm.com. Looking to borrow money from a bank, from an institution, you need to contact Bill Van Dyke, folks, because Bill has the best rates. Bill, good to see you.
Hello, Eric. Thanks for having me.
Bill, slow and steady wins the race, is the old saying, right?
I like to think so.
Yep. Slow and steady. In other words, let's do things the right way. Just, you know, methodically take people through the process, making them really happy in the process. Explain things to them if they need it. If they don't, if they understand it, they just trust you. Hey, you'll get it all done. Make it really easy for them. Bill has a mortgage review, which we've talked about on the show previously, and it's been very successful. We've had numerous people have come to you trying to get a review of what their existing mortgage is. Now, explain what that means.
We look at what mortgage do you have now versus what equity do you have in your house, and also what is your comprehensive financial situation? Do you need money for any other purpose, debt consolidation? Some people are using equity in their home as down payment money for a second home. Some people have college tuition to pay. So you utilize your biggest asset, which is the equity in your home, and use it for other purposes. Oftentimes it could just be we have 4.5% and now rates are 3.5%. So some people don't need extra money. They just save by paying less interest.
Bill Van Dyke's with Paradigm Mortgage Services. And Bill, thanks for doing the mortgage review. I love this because we have people contact you and you tell them the truth. Hey, no, actually what you've got is great, or I think I can save you a lot of money. And 10 minutes can save you tens of thousands of dollars. Please give Bill a call today at 301-941-1992. Hey, got a couple selling a house out of state. They want to move into a one-level living condominium or like a Rambler, and they want to purchase using what's called a reverse mortgage. So they can put money down on the purchase, and then they have the security of knowing that they'll never have to sell the house, even if the value of the property, the amount that they've borrowed, grows over time to a point where it exceeds the value of the house. That is a unique way of purchasing real estate. I don't see a whole lot of that right now, but it seems, for instance, folks, if you're selling a house, let's say you're selling an $800,000 property, and what you really want is a $400,000 condo, depending on your age, you might put down 50%, okay, to buy the property, and they'll do the bank will do calculations on how long that down payment will last against what your mortgage payments would be for the other $200,000 that you're actually borrowing. And let's say you end up living 10, 15 years more, 30 years more, whatever it might be, you never have to sell the house. So if you've never thought about a reverse mortgage as a purchase instrument, it's actually a really great way to consider, because you don't want to tie up all your money. If you sell a house and you unlock a lot of equity, you want to be able to put that equity to work in some other means, maybe into stocks or bonds or something else. So you can do that and still buy a house and still carry some debt based on income as well. Mm-hmm. Or is there actually an income qualification in that situation? Probably not.
Well, there is, but okay. It's minimal, is okay. That you have to demonstrate you can pay the property taxes and insurance.
That's all. Okay.
Right, but there is no mortgage payment is the beauty of it.
Right. Okay, so yeah, you might put half down, but you never pay a mortgage payment, mm-hmm. ever.
Yeah, we're seeing more and more of these. Those of us who are baby boomers are if you have a fixed income and you've accumulated assets in your life, but you don't want to use them for your current cost of living, mm-hmm. a reverse mortgage is a great vehicle.
Beautiful. Okay, contact Bill if you're interested in finding out more about how to downsize through a reverse mortgage purchase vehicle. That number is 301-941-1992. Again, that's 301-941-1992. Or the website again is
www.gotoparadigm.com.
Thanks, Bill. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you, Eric.
Don't forget, folks, 10 minutes can save you tens of thousands of dollars, a whole lot more than you could save by switching insurance, folks, okay? So let's take advantage of this opportunity more than the other, because this is where the big money savings can be, all right? Okay, mailbag. I got a letter from one of our clients saying we sold their house. So on behalf of my wife and I extend to you deep appreciation for your professional efforts to make sure that we achieved our sale and did so within our time frame. Thank you for the lovely Tiffany Crystal candy dish. We will use it to remind our D.C. area friends that you were there for us when we needed you. And then we will offer them some vintage apple butter. Yes, I give away apple butter to my clients as well as Tiffany dishes for a parting gift to say thanks for the opportunity. Anyway, he was very happy. We're very grateful for working with Jordy and Sheila. Thanks so much, guys. How to sell your house to a builder. We'll take a quick break and be back with more of The Eric Stewart Show in just a moment.